frustrating to concede just before half time, Ollie, and in the end disappointing to lose by just the one goal.
Yeah, look, I mean, it makes no odds whether you lose 4-0 or 1-0. You know, you get no points for either. Disappointed on the basis that we didn't really create any out and out chance, bar maybe the one of the pullback to Kieran O'Connor, that there was a penalty claim. At the same time, maybe Shamrock Rovers didn't create a huge amount either, although they did hurt us on the counter attack. Probably disappointing to concede from a corner kick, albeit a second phase of it, and that's probably the most disappointing part of it. We had a lot of corner kicks and set pieces ourselves that we really never looked like scoring from, bar maybe the throw in at the end, right on the final whistle. But look, we came out on our side of a fine margin, but fair play to Shamrock Rovers. You know, they battled and they did the dirty part as regards defending corner kicks and attacking corner kicks, maybe that little bit better than we did.
Yeah. Do you think, Ollie, were they able to do without the four guys suspended a wee bit better than Harps were able to?
Well, I mean, obviously they had a bigger panel and, you know, they can afford a bigger panel, but at the same time, what we had on the pitch today was good enough to get a result and we didn't get that. So, yes, we were down numbers and you can use that as an excuse, but it's not an excuse with the quality we had on that pitch. And to be fair, no, I thought they gave everything that they had to it, just we lacked that little bit of maybe final quality when the half chances fell to us.
Yeah, and one of those half chances was that Kieran O'Connor opportunity in the second half. Some claims for a penalty there, Ollie.
Yeah, I didn't quite see it. I asked the linesman about it at the time. He said he didn't see it either, but there was a lot of claims and a lot of our lads on the pitch after the game spoke about it. And indeed, the ones in the dugout felt it was a penalty at the time. But, you know, can you go and blame that for losing the game? I'm not quite sure. We probably should have finished the chance to start with. Don't mind the claim for the penalty, but we didn't. And, you know, we'll dust ourselves down and pick up on Sunday morning.
Yeah, and will you have the four guys back now for next weekend against Dundalk?
Yeah, the suspensions all were serving the one goal, which, looking at it now, might have been a bit unfortunate. Positives are that you have four players on top of that to pick from next week. Negatives are you're going to a Dundalk side that they just won 6-0 away from home. So, you know, it's difficult, you know, probably in hindsight, if you had those four players tonight and didn't have them next week, you might end up with more points than what we will. But who knows? Stranger things have happened. But it'll be difficult, without doubt, and we know what we're going into next week.
Okay, and listen, it's hard to take positives from a defeat, Dolly, but there were some good individual performances there tonight from your players, and as well as that, results elsewhere tonight, the other sides below you, they were all beating St. Pat's
I don't think we can depend on other results, you know. No. Like, we've got to accumulate enough points ourselves regardless of what the others do. I know Galway's Sligo player tomorrow night, so they're going to pick up points, whichever that may be. So we can't be looking over our shoulder or looking above, whichever it may be, you know, and hoping that other results go away. Yes, it might be a help at times, but to me, we you know, had enough on the pitch to get a result out of that tonight. But fair play to Shamrock Rovers. They weren't pretty. They were pretty at times, but they did the dirty part, and, you know, you've got to give them credit for doing that as well.
Okay, listen, finally, a couple of men came off the bench tonight, significant substitutions, BJ Banda back from injury, and Pascal Millian, the long-awaited debut for him.
Yeah, positive that, Chad. It was great to get, you know, there are two options that we didn't have in the last maybe 2 months, and we needed them tonight, albeit for 20 minutes or 15 minutes, whichever the case may have been, but we need them from here in for the remaining 12 games, meaning 16 games, whatever amount it is at this stage, and we probably need more, to put it that way too. We probably need to add, if we can, and try and strengthen that, should we be down numbers like we were tonight, that we might be as strong as what we would be without them. But to be fair, as I said earlier on, we had enough on the pitch there and were well enough set up to get something out of it. But the little bit of rub the green, and to be fair to the little bit of maybe Shamrock Rovers don't get credit for the defensive side of it, but I thought the way they defended their corner kicks, and indeed the way they attacked their corner kicks, were better than us.